Hi, this is Mary from Family First.
Good morning, Miss Mary. I've been calling all morning with no answer.
Oh, we get to work at 9.
Okay, I called after 9 and nobody, you still didn't answer. This is Madison King. I'm
How are
having
you?
a bit of a, I'm not doing well at all. For 3 weeks, I have been having issues with my pay.
Okay.
The first 2 weeks was a banking issue. I corrected that the first time. They still missed money off of my check. So speaking to Valeria, they were supposed to pay me my full 40 hours plus the $240 that I was missing from the prior two checks, right? You sent me a message saying that I had to fill out a time sheet for both the 3rd and the 10th, and I did that. I did that well before 5 o'clock yesterday so that I could make sure that me and Miss Deborah sat down. We did it together because we had errands to run. So we made sure we did it yesterday, but well before 5, right? This
okay,
morning
so,
I get up and I don't even have the 240. I don't have no payment.
Okay, well, that probably means that the payment hasn't arrived yet, but it should go through the day. But you said you sent one for the 3rd yesterday?
I sent it for the 3rd. I sent it for the 10th on yesterday because I remember you sent two messages. I didn't see the one for the 3rd until I went to do the one for the 10th. And then I said, oh, she sent one for the 3rd too because you said something about a missed punch.
Okay.
But with my bank, it is no waiting around. I have been getting paid on time from this job minus missing two payments. So if I haven't received it yet, I'm not going to receive the payment, and I can't wait another week. I said twice when I was speaking with Valeria that I had bills to pay, and she assured me that everything was rectified in the system. I should be receiving all of my payments to my account now. They fixed everything, and I wake up this morning with no payment.
Okay. So for the 3rd, well, I just want to let you know that I was not here all week, okay? I just came today.
Okay.
So for the 3rd, I see that there was time sheet, but the thing is, for the 3rd, like for last week, you had to send the time sheets maximum on Tuesday, so for the 3rd, you were not going to receive any money if you send it yesterday. And also, you're missing one for the 6th because it was also out of range. So I will need that one, too.
You didn't tell me anything about the 6th. I just received one about the 10th.
Yeah, because I wasn't here. Somebody else was taking care of it, but they have other stuff, too.
This is beginning to be a problem, Mary. I'm so serious. Like, I'm about to go to Philly, and I'm telling you, nobody's communicating, nobody's answering the phone. Listen, I can't do this job and not get my funds. I cannot do this job. I have bills to pay, too. I'm taking care of somebody else, and I can't even take care of myself. And then it's always something. It's always somebody wasn't there, somebody's not available, somebody didn't get to, somebody was supposed to be communicating with me. This is starting to be a serious issue. Serious. I am not about to wait another week for my payment. I'm just not going to do it. I did that with no issue. I didn't give a problem. I didn't argue with anybody. I didn't fuss. I didn't do that. I waited patiently for my money, and now it's not here. I'm not, Miss Mary, if you can please, I don't care who you got to talk to somebody and get my money, because I'm not going to continue to do a job for free. I don't work for free, and neither do you. And I hope you understand my frustration.
Yeah,
this is a continuous thing every single week. And then to wake up this morning without a payment at all, and I know my bank. No, ma'am. No, ma'am, Pam. I need my money, and I need it now. But for the 3rd, now that you're explaining that it has to be turned in on a Tuesday, I can look forward to somebody saying something to me on Monday if it's out of range. But to wait, and now you're telling me it's one for the 6th, too. And I didn't even receive nothing for that. I'm not waiting another week. I'm just not doing it. $240 from two payments prior to, and then to get nothing at all this week. I'm not doing it.
You
I have
haven't
things
gotten
I have
nothing
to
at all.
Do.
I do want to make sure that you understand that sometimes like the money is going to fluctuate. Like it's not going to arrive at the same time every single Friday, okay? But it's just the start of the day, so you still have time to get it. Now, send me a timesheet for the 6th, okay? So I can put it with the 3rd and the 10th. And now make sure to check what's going on with the $240, okay?
Okay, dokie, I'll show
you. Okay.
Thank you.
Sure, no problem. And I'm sorry that you're going through that. I know it's very difficult.
It is, because I work hard, and I take good care
right.
of Ms. Deborah. I do. I work closely with her husband, and I work, and we get along really well. And I don't want her to have to lose me because I can't get my pay. No, I'm just, and I literally had to wait an entire week for something that I fixed. I fixed
right.
the 2 weeks prior to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfair. It's unfair to me. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Brian. Okay, so just, you know, be a little bit patient. Today's payment should arrive. And then send me the timesheet for the 6th, and I'll make sure to contact our administrator regarding the $200.
Okay, I'll be sending it in a few minutes.
Okay, perfect.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.